RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome into Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you, Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland, on this Thursday. Thursday's always fun, especially when they follow a shocker game. We've got perhaps the best Thursday night football game of the year coming up tonight as well. Our buddy Tim Fitzgerald is going to join the show as we get sort of some early returns on what's been going on up in Manhattan and Colin Klein's first little bit there. Quick shout out to the Hutchinson Blue Dragons for a great season. Came up just short last night in the national championship game. They fell 28-10. Sure looked like they were going to have a chance at that thing. Jumped out to a 10-0 lead. But the great run for Hutch ends in the title game. Get that in there. In case we let it slip through today. But we'll have tons for you today. Jacob Albrock here alongside TJ Cleland, Max Power producing. Everything we have for you is what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company. Now featuring a Christmas cocktail menu. Dazzle your date with a stockings and snowfall. Make merry with a mistletoe mint. Or gather the girls for a pumped espresso martini. The Christmas cocktail menu now available at Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. You can call us at 869-1240. You can comment Facebook, YouTube, X. Thanks for also watching us on 12 News Connected, and thanks for listening on the Odyssey app. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Pop quiz for you. Chad Forbes, NFL Draft Insider, just released a mock draft yesterday. The Chiefs have the 11th pick, and they take Spencer Fano, offensive tackle from Utah.
Yeah, that won't happen. That's not going to be the pick. Speaking of draft, Jalen Daniels yesterday, as we're kind of popping through the headlines here, declares for the draft. Like, what was the other option?
I think you have to do that. That's why they do that. If you want to be enter your name, you have to actually declare yourself into the draft. That's okay. Why you do it.
Okay.
But it's funny that
we don't see every senior across the country declare for the draft.
No, you don't. But for those that have a chance to be drafted, you do. Like,
but they, I guess you just don't have to like make a big announcement about it.
I think you literally just have to like tweet out an NFL draft picture. Like, guys do it, but it's cool to do. So it
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But it's, you know, it's not groundbreaking news that he's going to the draft because he can't play college football anymore. People do that all the time. People do that in college basketball too. You just have to say that I want to be in the draft pool, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get it from underclassmen, but, you know, upperclassmen, yeah, like it's, that's just business as usual. You're not making some decision that impacts KU at that point. Okay, just making sure.
While we're small talking here, went and saw some Christmas lights last night. Let's check out the illuminations. You a big Christmas lights guy? You into that kind of thing?
Yeah. I'm fine with them. Yeah. For sure. We're going to illuminations this weekend, I think.
That's right. I am like, if you go see the tulips. The tulips are new. I'm the kind of guy, my wife and I mean, we will sit there for over an hour and a half. Just sitting there looking at them. Like, they play like the songs and the music and everything like that, and they like dance around. We'll listen to every song before we move on to the next thing. That's our thing.
Yeah, I like Christmas lights just fine. It's, you get so, like, early on when our kids were really little, we always made a point to go see a neighborhood. And I remember as a kid listening to mom. I have four brothers and, you know, a dad who was legitimately like a cowboy for a living. So my mom would drag us all out to go look at Christmas lights, and you can imagine how that went. But I'm definitely not a Scrooge. I'm into it. I don't do much at my house now. I just changed the garage like lights at night to red and green, which the whole neighborhood does now. Is kind of cool little trend to start there because it does look good as you're driving up. But yeah, I do appreciate the people. When I was in college, my roommate and I, we went Griswold on it. We were like, how much money do we have? Can we spare the Keystone Light Fund for a week and go to Walmart and get as many inflatables as we can? So we just had like, you know, it was insane. We would just put anything we could afford, it got plugged in and blown up or lit up or whatever it could be. So we did that. That was fun. But now, yeah, I appreciate the people that do it. Anchor those down today, by the way. Go flying across the neighborhood. We're going to have a nasty day today with the wind, but that's awesome. That's awesome. I haven't been to Illuminations in several years. I'm glad we're going this weekend. It'll be fun.
It's true. Golf game's back. While we're doing some housekeeping here, went to the driving range yesterday. I think we're officially back. I need to get a tee time.
You didn't play around?
No, I didn't have time. I wanted to go to the range first before
too busy
I played.
With the Christmas lights.
Just in case the golf game wasn't good, I didn't want to waste my time out on the actual course. And then it was good, and I'm like, well, let's see what they got. And there was not a tee time to be found. It was too nice outside.
Yeah, it didn't even cross my mind. I wonder if I have time today. I don't think I do.
Today is going to be awful.
I think. Oh, that's right. Today's the crap weather day. Tomorrow then. Tomorrow maybe. I'll hit the range. I was thinking about it as going to play around, but I could go to the range. I'd go to the range tomorrow. Maybe I'll do that too. That's a good idea. I hadn't swung a club in a while. Well, I'm glad your game's back. We'll fully expect sub 80 all year next year when the courses open up. Shockers get a win last night and miss a bunch of free throws. We'll talk about this on the other side. But that, just as we're going through the notes here, they do beat Wofford. They miss the cover by 1 point for all those interested in that sort of thing. But it's 84-73. I think the line was 12. So, and it's, again, a bunch of missed free throws. But we'll talk about it and dig into that game as they now just have one more on Sunday before the start of conference play after the week off for the holiday. We're there. So what do we think? Let's set some expectations here for this bad boy. We'll be kind of off and on doing some traveling. We'll have no shows around holidays. So today's a pretty good day to take a look at that before that final non-conference game. So we'll do that on the other side as well. Let's get you right out of the gates with a giveaway here this morning. You want to win some HTO? You can do it right now. Just text us to win. Enter the contest by texting the keyword TEA to the short code 20357. That gets you one entry you can enter every day. Message and data rates apply. A free iced tea, more than 25 flavors to choose from while you're in there. If you're in East Wichita or Derby, check out all the amazing coffee drinks. Now the Snickerdoodle Latte. There's a new coffee launch coming here in a little bit. The Peppermint Mocha is back this year. And of course, all your holiday and Christmas stocking stuffer needs, gift cards, hats, shirts, all the fun stuff, all the good snacks. Go to HTO, get your free tea, win it with us. Text this keyword tea to the short code 20357. Good luck, everybody. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk Shockers. Big winners last night. Winners last night against Wofford. 84-73. We'll have that. We have Tim Fitzgerald coming in just a little bit as well. Can't wait to talk to him about everything going on with Colin Klein, his take on Jace Brown. Hey, we watched a wide receiver for Hutch catch a touchdown in the national championship game last night. And he looked pretty good.
Threw up the K-State gloves on TV afterwards, too.
That's right.
Everybody know.
He should have practiced that. He went too fast with it. He was, you know, just hold it there and give us a look. But he had a good play. He had a good game. We'll talk to Fitz about that. And we will have PJ Glasser in. I don't know if I am fired up for Rams Seahawks tonight. I cannot wait for that game. So we'll get his take on it. What do we expect? What do we think? It's fantasy football playoffs starting tonight. Stressful football the rest of the way. We'll have all.
Did you see my message? I got last place by 2 yards in our league.
Well, it's just as hard to get last as it is first. You know, you got to try hard at that. Congratulations. I'm proud of you.
A lot of picks next year.
We'll talk Shockers.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here with you. Glad to be with you. Sports Talk on KFH, presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. We come back with you here on this Thursday, getting ready for a big second hour. PJ Glasser, Tim Fitzgerald joining the show. But let's talk Shockers in action Wednesday night. 84-73 winners over Wofford. That was about the line for, you know, if you're looking for not knowing anything about Wofford, that was the expected outcome. They are they're not great this year, but they're not the worst team the Shockers have played. So, you know, 11-point win, you probably feel fine about it. Should have been more, though, TJ, because again, and this can't, I hope this isn't something that develops into a trend, Shockers can't hit any free throws in the second half. Miss 8 free throws in the second half. They got it kind of under control by the very end of the game, but, you know, we could all see it there. What was an 11-point win probably should have been more like 15, 16-point win had they hit those free throws. So other than that, well, first, I guess we start there. Any concern this lingers?
It's such a weird thing. And that's what Coach Mills talked about with us on Monday morning. If you missed any of that, go back on the Odyssey app and listen to the Paul Mills interview. They, you know, it's such a mental thing, you know, and they're good at shooting free throws.
Right.
Then they had a bad game against DePaul. And now I think it's just the fact that they're 19 and 20 years old. And it's like, well, I got to make sure I make this one, you know, and that's just what it's 90% mental, 100%, 90% mental. I almost 100%. That's all that goes into it, I think, is what it is. I don't think it lingers. I think that maybe the Christmas break off will help them come back and flush it down the drain. They just need to have one good game, and I think it'll go away. I'm not worried so much about that. It's more so to me, if there's anything to worry about from last night, it's just the fact that they can't fend off the big run, no matter who they're playing.
Right. It happens from one. It happens whether they're playing a great team. It happens if they're playing Wofford. And we saw it last night. You know, the first half, they get out to a nice, cozy lead. Looks like they're in control. They're up 12. And they got beat in the second half, which is an easy talking point for Paul Mills. You just got beat at home by Wofford in the second half. That can't happen. Now, again, that wouldn't have happened had they hit free throws, but it did. I thought Kenyon Giles, who after the game, by the way, against DePaul, like made sure that everybody knew, like, that's on us, man. Those free throws, that's on us. And it is. He's right. It's good to get Will Berg back. He hit his free throws late. He kind of reset the tone. He was 9 of 10. You know, you take he and Dre Kindell hit free throws, but, you know, a lot of other guys had been, including TJ Williams, that's going to be a big part of his game. He's got to be automatic from the line. But I thought, you know, if we're talking like player of the game type of stuff, Kindell was really good, but man, it was good to see Will Berg back. That was one of his best games as a Shocker.
Yeah. Those two guys, which Will isn't going to come off the bench. He's going to be a starter, I imagine. I don't think that they're going to keep running a core four out there. He didn't play
versus a core four's 10.
I think that there may have been a foul trouble thing or something in that. I can't imagine there was a world where that was by design, him only playing 10 minutes, but you know, they've got pieces. I think the thing that confuses me the most about the Shockers now is that we really saw this blossom earlier in the year, and now it feels like it's kind of, you know, guys are confused about the roles, I think. And I think that
really
it's confusing for us a little bit too. You know, you see the first couple games and it's like Giles can shoot it 40 times. I don't care. Like, go ahead. And then, you know, you see teams start to adjust and take him away. And that's kind of what happened in the Bahamas. And then it was like, TJ Williams can step up and make plays. And then now he's, you know, he's had a, you know, the last two games haven't been his best two games either. And then you think about, you know, Kendall coming off the bench. He just goes 100 miles an hour all the time. It turned into points last night. Where does he fit into that mix? Where does Mike Gray fit in? Is he going to be just a guy that brings the ball down, sets up plays, and shoots threes? Or is he going to be a legit scoring option? Like, I think that they are still – it feels like they've gotten confused, I think. I think that their identity has gotten them gotten themselves confused, excuse me. It's a little bit like KU, you know, whenever they figured something out, and then when Peterson plays, they're like, what do we do now? Darren Peterson's out here with us. And that's not the same thing as the Shockers, but in a little bit, that's the comparison, I think.
You know, I think it's fine that they play so many guys so many minutes. I think especially when we see the opponent's propensity to, you know, to get on a run, more than just a run. Obviously, we know the cliche, teams make runs in college basketball. This is something a little different than that, I think. Like, we're seeing the Shockers kind of give it up a little bit. Like, they just they clinch up and they can't run what they were just doing, right, to get them the lead. So I think for me, it's like, we're going to have one more game here. What do we think of what we're seeing? Like, I'm trying my best to remember back to this time of year, the last 2 years, and like rack my brain of like, okay, what do we think? I still think this group, generally speaking, feels, I think, a little more talented, but even a little more locked in and same minded. As the last few years, I think they'll have more options. I actually kind of like the depth because, you know, was it year one? It was Colby Rogers, and it's like, well, it's going to be Rogers or nothing. You know, last year, I don't even remember. Now it's like, okay, one night, like, it's going to start with Giles, and that's fine. Because if Giles is shooting, like last night, you let that dude shot great last night. You know that TJ Williams is an option if it gets ugly. Maybe Kendall can do something like that. We know they can go through their bigs. We've seen that enough. Berg and a core for, like, if they want to start a game that way, and they probably should, they can. So they've got a few options. It's really, to me, it's more about like, okay, now how does this translate into conference play? Where do they finish? How can they finish? Because 7-5 going into conference play is worst record going into conference play Paul Mills has had, I believe.
Mm-hmm. He's always had the hot non-conference starts, and then it kind of sputters get into conference play. But again, he's told this is the hardest non-conference that they've played. So maybe it's a good thing that they've faced adversity so they can have it figured out by the time they get into conference play.
They feel more prepared. I'm just looking back at those schedules, and yeah, they didn't really – they had some wins, but you know, they beat K-State last year. But there weren't any that you're like, okay, like that's a big time win this year. It's not that beating Loyola. Okay. I haven't gone back and looked at Loyola, but I think the way they played St. Mary's gave me some hope. At Northern Iowa's, quad one win. DePaul is a game we feel like, and that's where, and I don't like doing this because at the end of the day, you either win or you lose, but they should have won the DePaul game. You'd have felt really good about that. They could have won the St. Mary's game. You at least feel okay about that, same at Boise State. So there are moments here where you're seeing them play those games. And yes, they have to do some things to be able to close the door on those wins. But I think about those things when I think about the American. And I'm like, okay, like just skill wise, this team will have a shot to be, I think, as good as anybody in the league. And I don't think anybody's running away with the league, by the way, this year. But it seems like if they don't finish, I mean, Tulsa's inside the top 75. Memphis is inside the top 75. South Florida's at 85. And then you have Wichita State at 96 right now in the KenPom. And then everybody else below them. So to me, that makes me say this team needs to be competing for a conference championship.
I mean, this is, I think the best way to describe Wichita State, because it's going to be a weird year. I think, like, I think that the American will, you know, it's not going to be what it has been in the past. And a big part of that is because Memphis isn't as good as they typically are. And Tulsa is a lot better than they typically are too, for that fact. They will go into every game. Like, there's not a game on the schedule where Wichita State, you'll go into it and say, well, if they win this one, it'd be a big deal. You know, like, they should win every single game that they play. Like, lose, it's a disappointment. And, and that's what Paul Mills would tell you every single year. But for us, whenever they went to Boca Raton and played Florida Atlantic those years, it's like, you want them to beat freaking Dusty May? That's an upset if that happens. Like, there's not an upset. Like, they should be able to go on the road to Memphis and win.
And I think that's both because, you know, like you said, Memphis has come, but I think it's because the Shockers' floor has come up too. Like,
exactly.
We haven't seen a full, like, we haven't, there's not a moment in the year where, like, that was their best game. And I don't mean that as a bad thing. I mean that as probably a good thing, because you seem to have a group that is absolutely locked in. I've liked the character of this team all non-con long. They have one more to play, but that's never been in question for me. Like, they're bought in, they're ready to roll. They've had some moments where you're like, that should have been a win, which is not okay, right? Like, at some point you need to win those games, but you're right. They should never not expect to win a home game they play the rest of the season. And there should be no road game. They're not probably, unless there's some injuries or something crazy, there's probably never going to be a line where they're more than, like, I don't know, a 5-point dog maybe on the road in some games. So this is the opportunity, the best opportunity, and the only path we know is through the conference. We get it. Go win a conference championship. Like, it's time for that now. Like, the finishes the last couple of years in the conference, not good enough. This has got to be the year. This is the year where you're up there fighting for a conference championship at the end of this season. And I don't think we've seen anything up to this point that changes that at all. Like, that is where they are. They finished 10th and 8th in the conference the last 2 years. But it's got to be top four.
It can't happen.
At worst, top four.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing, you talked about the wins and the losses and the close margins of victories, and I agree that, you know, moral victories don't mean anything in college basketball. But if you want to be the team, and they've kind of taken the stance on the fact of, like, we should have won that game and were upset about it, but we should have won that game. Like, if that's true, like, you're right. You haven't looked bad yet. Like, I don't know if they have. Have they looked bad yet? I'll ask you that question.
Have they had a game where you're like,
they didn't look good against Western Kentucky.
That was going to be the one I picked out.
But they didn't look bad against Western.
But they only lost. I mean, they lost the game by 5 points. But I agree with you. That was the one where I was like, what was that? Right? Western Kentucky's not. I mean, they're not bad. They're okay. But that felt uninspired. I agree.
So, I mean, per Ken Palm standards, they've gotten upset a couple of times. But again, like, those are losses that you take away one thing and it's fixed. And to their credit, they've worked on it, on the things that they needed to work on. And, like,
Ken Palm agrees with us. I mean, it's been a while since we've been at this point of the season that I can remember that the Shockers have been inside the top 100. Which is
last year they floated around 70 and they lost to UMKC and then fell to like 120.
Yeah, I which is crazy to say out loud. Right, 100? Like, really? 100? So they have a tremendous opportunity in front of them. Is like, the point of this for me is they absolutely should be competing for a conference championship this year. And there has been nothing that we've seen that tells us otherwise. The challenge will be, how does this team learn how to finish them? Right? How does this team learn how to put them away? How do you go win a first half the way they did yesterday and not find a way to lose the second half? No, and it's happened for a variety of reasons, right? Or vice versa, come out flat and get kind of beat up a little bit. And that's what we saw earlier in the year. And then they were making these second half surges and now it's kind of flipped upside down.
That's my biggest point. Like, if you take anything away from yesterday, it's kind of like the perfect example of the season of, like, they're letting Wofford, and I think Taylor Eldridge said it best. Like, they just played with their food, and it's kind of what they've done, but like, they got away with it with Wofford. That's why they couldn't get it done in these losses that they had. It's like they played with their food too long and let them make a 13-0 run in the second half. And like, it happens every game. Like, that's the one trend that you look at and you're like, if you can just get some stops on these runs, like, you'll win the game.
That in free throws recently,
right. I guess.
You hit some free throws. You beat DePaul. You hit some free throws and then you're covering the number last night. And then you're on a 4-game win streak after the holiday tournament, probably 5, better be, going into conference play. And that would be a good place to be. Remember, this is the year they open on the road at UAB, at Charlotte. So I don't want any excuses though. Right. Like, I know that sucks and I know that's tough, but no coming out of the gates going 0-2. You got to go find a way to win a road game in the conference, which is a big ask. I get it. By the way, on that, you've got UAB is 1-15. So that'll be pretty tough. And I don't think Charlotte's very good at all. Just verifying that. Yeah, Charlotte's not good. Charlotte's 4-7 outside the top 200 in the KenPom. So you better at least be 1-1 there. But why not go be 0-2? I mean, 2-0, sorry. Why not go be 2-0? I mean, that's the thing. Like, is this the team that can go on the road and go win a game in Birmingham? I think so.
It's the best chance they've had since Birmingham joined the conference.
Well, like, they've had some pretty good years. I mean, you go beat Northern Iowa, you can go beat UAB. Northern Iowa, I think, is probably, you know, better. They're right there, if they're not better. Then UAB will be. So what are you going to do with it? Shockers, go, well, hit some free throws first and foremost. That would help. That's what a weird thing to happen to a team that's a good free throw shooting team. 15-23 in the second half. They did exactly what they wanted to do, mm-hmm. right? You get to the line, and they were. And Wofford was just hacking them there at the end of the game. It was like, you drive in, they're going to foul you. They were gassed, right? And the Shockers approached it. And Mills and the staff had them doing the exact right thing. Like, they are gassed. Go attack them at the basket. They can't do anything but foul right now. And they were. And you miss 8 free throws. It's like, God dang
it. Did you see the subplot last night that Taylor was tweeting about of Wofford's assistant coach? Their director of player development, Andrew Muse, was a former grad assistant at Wichita State the last 2 years, got hired at Wofford this year. And so Mills, whenever they were going to the north side of the court to Wofford's bench, Mills would say, set three. And he would stand up and he'd say, opposite corner, here it comes. And they knew the plays that were coming because this guy coached with Mills for 2 years. And so he said, like, it didn't matter half the time because Wichita State's so much bigger than Wofford was. But like, a lot of times, like, the pass wasn't there. It's like, all right, draw something else up. Try that.
That's pretty funny. No, I did not catch that. It was a good test. Wofford was scrappy. I give Wofford some credit. Like, they were trying to hang in there. They were clearly physically outmatched, but they did. And that's the thing. Like, it was the exact right strategy, executed perfectly. They're gassed. Get to the line. Shockers did 23 times in the second half, but you can't miss that many of them. That could have easily been a game where the Shockers go away winning that by 18 or 19 points if they hit some of those, but they let them hang around. They got to stop, to your point, playing with their food. Put them away. When you get to the American and you're in, and this, listen, I didn't listen to postgame last night, but I know after Saturday's game, Kenyon Giles said, we know that when we start playing conference games, like, this is what it's going to be. They're going to be one possession games, and we have to be able to do that. So it's a mental thing. There's not anything the coaches can do about it, right? What are they going to do? Make them line up and shoot free throws? That's not going to do anything. These guys have shot free throws their entire lives. They just got
90% mental.
Wash it clear. I mean, I guess you could say, like we said, you just go, you miss one, you run it up and down, but that doesn't seem like that would be very effective with 20-year-olds. Let's bounce around. There's quite a few NFL headlines to get to today. You've got the game tonight. It's a 1.5-point line. I can't wait for it. We'll get all those angles and stuff from PJ Glasser. I don't think Davante Adams is going to play, but this is a big time game. Like, I love this. Now you've got all this Puka Nacua drama. I don't know what's going on there. Like, what seemed like one of the quietest times players that there is like, goes on a live stream and just goes ham on everything that he possibly can. Sean McVay apparently had a kid this week and has the flu. Davante Adams is probably out. If the Rams can overcome this and go win in Seattle on the road, I'll be pretty impressed. And Seattle, the opportunities there. And I think PJ Glasser will tell us Seattle's been so much better on the road, but man, what an opportunity for the Seahawks tonight. It's fantasy football playoffs. So TJ, I got a lot riding on my boy Stafford here. I'm a little worried.
Of all the eliminated teams, if you've got any Rams or Seahawks, just put them in over them. Like,
I know, but Seahawks defense is good. Here is a real, and we'll parlay this into some Chiefs talk. This is relevant, I promise. It's not just talking fantasy football, which I know nobody wants. But I have a decision to make, and this is an interesting one. Colby Parkinson, who is the Rams tight end who's come on like crazy lately, Davante Adams is out, or Travis Kelce. How do you handle Kelce? How do the Chiefs handle Kelce? And how do the Chiefs handle all of these guys right now? Isn't that crazy? Like, we're to the most important part. You're like, yeah, I probably need to sit Kelce for Colby Parkinson, but it's real. Like, it might be the play.
I know. I have no idea. I have no idea what the Chiefs are going to look like for these next three games. I've got absolutely no inkling of an idea. Like,
did you see the practice report yesterday? Practice report yesterday. Leo Chenal, Trent McDuffie, Jalen Moore, Rashi Rice, Juwan Taylor, Tyquan Thornton did not practice at all, and Chris Jones was limited. Okay. I don't think Trey Smith practiced either. He didn't have an official designation. I mean, okay. What are we doing here?
I mean, we talked about that with Josh Briscoe on Monday. Like, is this going to look like a bowl game? Like, how much are the starters going to play in these next three games? Like, you don't want to just be the NBA and just load management. Yeah, go home, guys. We got it from here.
There is like no chance Andy Reid will do that. By the way, I don't think.
I don't think so.
But what are you supposed to do? Like, it's the Titans. Speaking of fantasy, I'm playing the Titans defense in fantasy football in like the second to last round. I went and picked them up off the scrap heap. Like, what are the Chiefs couldn't run an offense with Patrick Mahomes. What are they going to do now?
I don't know. I'm so curious to watch this game. Like I said, I am so excited. I'm more excited to watch this game than I was the Texans game on Sunday night a couple weeks ago. Just because I want to see what the heck it's going to look like. Like, is Gardner Minshew going to lead an offense to a win over the Titans, albeit? But
yeah,
can he lead the Chiefs to a win? I don't know.
I mean, I do think there is, like, Minshew's role is an important one. Like, that is something to watch. If Minshew can come in and have some success, there is at least a 50-50 chance whoever the quarterback is next year is going to need to play four games, like, or two games or one game or no games, but be ready to play games with Patrick Mahomes coming off the most serious injury of his football playing career. So, you know, I think Minshew's role is important to watch. He and Mahomes are such different players, right? Like, they're just not the same player. Minshew's, he's going to rely, I think, on what the play design is, which might not be a bad thing, right? But now, like, if Rashi Rice has a concussion, and that's why he missed practice, and Tyquan Thornton, by the way, are you rushing those guys back?
I mean, do they play again? Like, that's my question.
Well, with a concussion, yes, probably. But you're going to be careful. At minimum, you're going to be careful.
We've never, like, I honestly, honest to goodness, I have questions about how this works. Because I, you know, in my Chiefs fandom of my years, you know, obviously when I was a little kid, they were bad. But, like,
no, I don't. Listen, they'll try to win. Look around the NFL. Okay. There are a lot of NFL teams that are eliminated.
Players don't like to tank.
No. And neither do coaches, right? Yes. They're like, you don't get a lot of opportunities at this thing. And that, if you heard Travis Kelce on his New Heights yesterday, like, it is an honor and a privilege to be able to do this. Guys are playing for contracts next year. Like, there aren't, you know, Chris Jones's situation is different than, let's say, I don't know, Juwan Taylor's, who is probably going to be needing a job next year. So, or Trent McDuffie, who is trying to prove that he's one of the top guys in the league. Chris Jones, I don't know that I would play him the rest of the way. I would be very careful with Chris Jones. But do we really need to be careful with these young players?
No.
Concussions are one thing. Yes, you don't need to play the concussed dudes. But it's a tough ask to say, all right, like you would go under normal circumstances, but we're not going to have you go right now. There's 3 games left in this season. Fans have paid money to be there. Like,
I keep thinking about this Christmas game. You know how many people got Christmas tickets for the under the tree this year? It's like, congrats, son. We're going to watch Gardner Minshew play.
I know. But look, there are a lot of eliminated teams around the league, and they all play. Like, they all play, and they all play hard. Like, we're not looking at betting lines. We'll ask PJ Glasser about this next hour. You're not looking at betting lines yet. There's 3 games left and saying, yeah, we got to bake in the fact that they're eliminated. They're not going to be trying very hard. Like, we don't do that in the NFL. So mm-hmm. I fully do not expect to do that with the Chiefs, right? Like, no way. What is the line on this game, by the way? 3? The Chiefs are 3-point road favorites at Tennessee. They're going to try to win. Whoever's out there is going to try to win. I think you can accomplish both. I think you can be very careful with players that look to be a part of what you're doing next year. I think you must allow guys that are trying to, you know, prove their worth next in the free agency season to get out there and do their thing. And if you're the coaches, you're working on about a billion things, right? If the Chiefs are going to take this evolution, now's a good time to start. I was listening to like a film watcher yesterday, and you know, his point was he's Brett Whitefield for fantasy points for attribution perspective, was that the Chiefs over the years have been very effective in the metrics and in the fit, like at running the ball. And they don't. And he's like, and his point was, I get it. You have Patrick Mahomes. We don't have Patrick Mahomes anymore. You've been one of the better running teams in football. When you've done it, do it. Like, if that's what they're going to do next year, why not see what that looks like? Right. Get a look at that. I would fully expect big workloads from the backs on Sunday for sure. Gardner Minshew needs that to be good too. Like,
Gardner Minshew is not going to throw the ball 40 times.
What's the over under on that game? It's low. 37 and a half.
37?
37 and a half.
Holy cow. Is it Army Navy? I think Army Navy was right around that.
NFL games get that low. College games typically don't. But yeah, NFL games. I mean, Jets Saints are at 40. Bills Browns. Bills Browns are at 42. Texans Raiders are at 38. But it's one of the low totals of the week.
I'll pose this question to you. You talked about rooting interests for, you know, as we go into the playoffs, who people are going to root for. I'll ask this question on that topic. If you're a Chiefs fan, if they win on Sunday, are you happy or are you upset? Or like the Broncos, we'll say the Broncos on Christmas Day. If you beat the Broncos on Christmas.
Now you'd feel good about that. You'd feel good about that. But probably, I mean, it's hard to imagine losing to the Titans.
What if they go 3-0?
That would be annoying.
Like, fans won't be rooting for that.
It won't be all fans. It's kind of, look.
I agree. I'm with you. At the end of the day, I'm going to watch this game and, like,
I don't know. I don't even know how to answer. I deal with this with the Cowboys. Like, I don't necessarily want to see them go out and lose the next 3 games. But the second that 3rd game is done and you don't care at all about that anymore and it's all about the draft, it's like you're glad that they did, right? Mm-hmm. So I think in the moment, you always want them to win the game that they're playing. But the worst case scenario is a better draft pick. It's a different kind of investment. But I don't think you actively root for your team to lose. It's not like they're going for the number 1 pick. They're not, you know, in the market for the next Trevor Lawrence or whoever that, you know, that just like golden boy quarterback is, where the Jets famously blew it, right, to get Lawrence when I forget what they did in the final game. It was like a pick 6 or something crazy where they blew their opportunity for that. But, you know, it'll be interesting to watch a couple other Chiefs notes. Travis Kelce yesterday on the New Heights was referring to the Chiefs and not us when talking about getting Patrick Mahomes back, which is
hopefully he gets back in time for the Chiefs, not back in time for us.
And Kelsey's smart enough to say something like that on purpose. I don't think that directly means he won't be involved in that.
Maybe that's him just disputing the Daily Mail.
I don't know. And who
think,
I mean,
he reads, think he reads the Daily Mail? You think Taylor reads the Daily Mail?
So I don't know. He kind of seems like he might be into the soap opera stuff. He's Mr. Entertainment in Hollywood. He probably has glanced. Who's the old quarterback that was the Daily Mail? That we used to have it on like the CW. Oh, Jesse Palmer. So I would see, I was like, what is Jesse Palmer doing? I'm like, yo, he works for the Daily Mail. Okay.
Yeah, Jesse Palmer's the Bachelor host now.
Oh, shut up. All right, we're coming right back. Enough of that. We're coming back. We've got a fun second hour. Second hours on Thursdays are always fun. Tim Fitzgerald will join us. PJ Glasser will join us. We'll look around some of these other headlines when we return on Sports Daily.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.